This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Senior BJP MP Om Birla was today elected as the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. He was elected with voice vote as the opposition did not press for voting in the House for its candidate Congress MP K. Suresh. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. Earlier, when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Modi and 12 other NDA leaders moved the motions to elect Mr. Birla as the Speaker. From the opposition side, Shiv Sena UBT leader Arvind Sawant, Supriya Sule of the NCP, Sharad Pawar and Anand Bhadauria of the Samajwadi Party moved motions in favour of Mr. Suresh. In his address, Mr. Om Birla thanked all the members of the House for giving him the opportunity to work with the Speaker of the House again and showing the trust in him. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is glad that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today strongly condemned the emergency and highlighted the excesses committed during that time and also mentioned the manner in which democracy was strangled. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the emergency was imposed 50 years ago, but it is important for today's youth to know about it because it remains a fitting example of what happens when the constitution is trampled over, public opinion is stifled and institutions are destroyed. India has asserted that as the United Nations turns 80 next year, it is high time to reform the Security Council by expanding its permanent and non-permanent categories to enable it to manage today's global conflicts effectively. Minister in India's permanent mission to the UN, Pratik Mathur, said this while delivering India's statement at the UN General Assembly debate on the annual report of the Security Council. He said since performance assessment has become one of the focus areas at the UN as part of the discussions on global governance reforms, the Security Council too needs to prove its credibility and improve its performance. Nearly 31% of adults worldwide and 45% in South Asia are not doing enough physical activity, posing a growing threat to health across the world, a major study said on Wednesday. The findings point to a worrying trend of physical inactivity among adults, which has increased by about 5 percentage points between 2010 and 2022, according to a study by the World Health Organization and other researchers. The World Health Organization recommends that adults have 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity physical activity or equivalent per week. Physical inactivity puts adults at greater risk of cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes, type 2 diabetes, dementia and cancer such as breast and colon, said the WHO. The International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is being observed across the world today. In Arunachal Pradesh, Itanagar District Administration organized a series of awareness events today in the city aiming to combat the growing issue of drug abuse and illicit trafficking in the region. A mass rally was held from Ramakrishna Mission Hospital to Akash Deep as a part of its another rally was also held from Bagate Nali to nearest gate. In addition to the rallies, the events featured engaging street plays were also held at both places to educate the public on the severe consequences of drug abuse and the importance of vigilance against illicit trafficking were well received by the audience. In Kenya, at least 5 persons were shot dead by police and a section of Parliament building went up in flames as demonstrations against the new tax proposals escalate. An angry crowd broke through police lines to storm Parliament in the capital Nairobi, vandalizing the interior and setting parts of the complex on fire. The ceremonial mace symbolizing the authority of the legislature was stolen. To control the mob, police opened fire, killing at least 5 people. In the US Open Badminton, the Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik defeated the Irish pair of Scott Gutia and Paul Reynolds in the men's doubles round 32 match in Texas this morning. The Indian duo emerged victorious by 21-14, 21-12. In the women's doubles, Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will clash with P. Shish and Yi Hyung of Chinese Taipei in the round of 16 tomorrow evening. The conditions are favorable for further advance of the southwest monsoon into remaining parts of North Arabian Sea, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar and most parts of northern India in the next 3 to 4 days. The India Meteorological Department has said that extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu will continue till tomorrow. Meanwhile, various parts of the national capital received light rainfall. And with that, we end this news bulletin.